The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wizened old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
We're back, folks. And Geert Wilders timed his statement perfectly just a bit ago before the break. And it's a great lead-in to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, are you with us?
Yeah, I assume so. Am I on the air?
You're on the air, Bill. I read you five by five.
And Bill, let me ask you this. Did you hear that?
James, Paul, and George. And I'm glad, James, you got a lot of time today. Okay, so we've got 3 hours. I promise I'll only take up an hour and a half.
Oh,
rock and roll!
Nice. Yes.
Okay.
And Bill, let me ask you before you begin, Bill. What did you hear Geert Wilders' statement just moments ago?
Yes.
What do you think of it?
I agree with that. In fact, as a traditional Catholic, you go back to the wars between Islam and the West, and it was the Catholic Church, okay, at the Battle of Lepanto, at the gates of Vienna, all right, at Poitiers, that stopped the invasion into Western Europe, okay? So I would be in agreement with that.
Let me pause you right there. I'm going to remember something that pertains to what you just said. My 34th, I'm going to check this to see if I have any numbers wrong in a moment, but my 34th great-grandfather, that's his blood flows in my veins right now, the Catholic Count of Vermandois, Meaux and Chartres in France, that's north of Paris, Etienne Henri de Vermandois, he's my grandfather. He died in a battle with Muslims in Ramla, which is not Ramallah, but Ramla, Palestine, in the year 1102, in the First Crusade, sent there by the Pope, and did not return. He died there with all 500 of his knights against a Egyptian Muslim force and Sudanese Muslim force of 30,000. Had he not had his son before he was killed by the Muslims in Ramla, and I'm going to comment about the Crusades in just a moment. And by the way, folks, in the year 1102, there were no Protestants. The Protestant Reformation was still more than almost 400 years off. But the had he not had that son, I wouldn't be here talking to you today. And my little comment about the Crusades is this. people, you know, propagandists from the left misportray, Paul and George, you may also have comments, they misportray the Crusades as some sort of an offensive action by Europeans against innocent Muslims who were attacked by the Christians. Wrong. Absolutely, Absolutely wrong. What had been going on since Muhammad, and by the way, I don't know if I'll have a chance to play this, but I have a video here of Geert Wilders talking to Sean Hannity, in which he points out what the wars of the Muslims against Christians were like. They were terrorist wars. When Christian Europe finally launched a counterattack, a defense, let's put it that way, it's not a counterattack, when Europe finally launched some kind of a defense against the depredations of Islam with the First Crusade in 1101, this was long, long overdue, and it was a defensive action. In Turkey, which was, you know, Asia Minor, was Anatolia, Christians were being slaughtered. They were being slaughtered all over the place. Jerusalem was full of Christians. They were slaughtered by the Muslims, and it took Christian Europe over three centuries. Of this kind of depredation before it actually returned with a military body. And these were not large armies. The example of my grandfather, Etienne-Henri de Vermandois, is typical. He only had 500 knights against an Islamic army of 30,000. And so this was not... One crusade was called the Children's Crusade. And this is just very... devout children who marched across Europe. You know, there's no transportation then. They marched across Europe to try to defend their faith against the depredations of the Muslims. And I have other ancestors who died in Palestine, who are buried now, or wherever they are, wherever their bodies are, in what was called Palestine, died defending their faith and their people against Islam. More than 1,000 years ago. Yeah. But now, Bill, I took up some of your hour and a half. Go ahead. The mic's yours.
Yeah, you certainly did. But don't forget, James, you have your cousin's Anne Dunham's blood in you, which I have yet to forgive you for.
Wait a minute. No, I don't. Anne Dunham has very... on one side of her family, I don't have her blood in my veins. Now,
that's tongue in cheek. Let's move on.
No, I know. Etienne, but no, it's important. Etienne Henri is my grandfather. His blood flows in my veins. Anne Dunham is a cousin, which means not that her blood flows in my veins. It means that she has some great ancestors too. But boy, did her family go haywire. And boy, did she go haywire, of course. Getting bedded down by whoever it was, whoever Barack Hussein Obama's father was, whether it was Frank Davis, the communist, black communist, or whether it was indeed Barack Obama, another black communist. But go ahead.
Okay, the reason I called today, I have, and you brought it up, the Burt Society, I have their latest magazine, March 20th, 2017. And they have a lot of praise for Donald Trump, as I do, but they also have some concerns. And to give you an example, H.R. McMaster, and I didn't know this, but this really bothers me, Judge Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court, they both have been listed as members of the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm concerned about that. I'm also concerned, okay, you can answer in a minute, James, okay, on the last page, the editorial by William Jasper, and I've heard him on Alex Jones on a number of occasions, and again, pro-Trump, but he has Trump's first 100 days. Three-quarters of the article is in praise of what Trump has done. And I would agree wholeheartedly with everything that Trump has done. If you want to go read this, it's extremely important. But the thing that concerns me, and I brought it up, that Pence is only a heartbeat away from the presidency. And we have a number of individuals in key positions within Trump's administration. Should some harm, physical or political or whatever they dig up, to remove Trump, we are going to have business as usual, okay, with the deep state. Now, as I said on this last page, Jasper has three-quarters of it good, okay? The above-listed chronology is only a partial catalog of Trumpian words and action, and it is tilted toward the positive. Are there negatives as well? Yes, here are some in brief. President Trump's announced support for asset forfeiture prior to conviction. Continued federal funding of state and local law enforcement. NATO, the European Union, the ongoing U.S. partnership with Iraq and Afghanistan. The Kissinger-designed one-China policy and more. All right. Another thing that concerns me that they didn't bring out in the article, Trump talked against political correctness, and we all supported that. There isn't going to be any of this political correctness, but there has been. And not only that, he's backed it up with millions of dollars to black colleges in a so-called reparations program, okay, for things that have happened in the past. Now, black colleges and universities, with I'm sure a few exceptions, right now are promoting the George Soros and funded revolution in the streets, and I don't think with the amount of debt that our country has that one single dime should be going into this situation. I personally have never done anything to blacks. I do not hate blacks. I do not want to see harm. I look at Africa and how the deep state is obliterating millions of Africans and stealing their resources, and I think God have mercy on their soul. So I have no hatred toward them, but I do not want to see our tax dollars going to support this, and I think it's political correctness to throw them a bone or whatever.
Okay, now, Bill, I'm going to take the microphone back. Thank you very much. That's a very good. I'm very interested in that. I was an avid reader of American Opinion magazine. That's what you're reading from, is it not?
No, New American.
Oh, New
years
American.
Ago, it was The Review of the News. Okay, today it's called New American. And it's one publication that I get. Okay.
Yes.
But you know, again.
Well, let me go on with my idea. The New American, which is a great magazine by John Birch Society, and the things that you mentioned are, you know, worries about Donald Trump. The last one that you just mentioned, that you feel that there's political correctness involved with Donald Trump's positive statements about black Americans. And he did in fact have some meetings with some black American organizations and leaders. And there's, you know, it's got to be obvious to you.
I'm not opposed to that, James.
Hang on. Let me finish my idea.
To the money.
Yeah, but hang on.
The money.
Yeah, hang on. The microphone's mine now. So we don't want to talk over each other. The Donald Trump. You know, we started the show with Donald Trump has already cut the national debt in 2 months by $101 billion. In the same time frame that Barack Obama raised the national debt by $413 billion. Now, Donald Trump has not done that by shoveling lots of money to things like reparations to black colleges. That hasn't happened. Now, you can research that if you can come up with some dollar amount that Donald Trump initiated shoveling money into black colleges. We'll listen to that. But just a statement that Donald Trump is shoveling money to black colleges. No, he's not. And he's not paying reparations.
$25 billion.
Okay, it's a $25 million program. I will research it myself, okay? Highly doubt it is a Donald Trump initiative. I highly doubt that it's something that he dreamt up, okay? What he's doing, Bill, listen to this. What he's doing very obviously is he's trying to rebut and refute the attacks of the left that he is either an anti-Semite or a racist, that he's anti-black. He's rebutting that by doing very, very smart things in having warm meetings and really having great connections with everybody so that he is not, in fact, isolating himself as, he does not want any of the charges of the left to stick to him. And he's brilliantly not allowing that to happen. But now, I appreciate that report, by the way, folks. The John Birch Society is up there in Wisconsin now. When Paul and I were members, it was based in Belmont, Massachusetts. It's now based in Appleton, Wisconsin. And I love the idea that since you do read The New American, I would appreciate occasional reports from you, Bill, on what the John Birch Society is up to. I wish I had time to stay
right.
in touch.
First of all, I'm not a member of the Birch Society.
Have you ever been a member? Have you ever been a member?
I have, just like every one of you guys.
Okay. Now, look, Bill, I've
and
got other callers.
Yes. One other thing, and then I'm off the air. The debt is not $20 trillion. It is hundreds of trillions of dollars. Okay.
Yes, if you talk about all the unfunded liabilities, you're correct, yes.
Not only that, but the bail-in program, okay? So the two major concerns I have, are they going to get rid of Trump one way or the other? And secondly, are they going to pull the plug on this thing, blame it on him, and get us in a war with Russia? We're still sending troops to the border, okay? Even in the Trump administration, this is unconscionable.
Well,
I'm done.
Bill, thank you very much. I appreciate that update. And, of course, we share your concern about if something happens to Donald Trump. Yes, we're in a bad way. And it would be wonderful if people like Steve King of Iowa, if people like that appear, the true supporters of what Trump's, not only Trump, but more importantly, people who support what Trump stands for, the patriotism, the America first-ism that he stands for. Yes, we need to get those people in place so that Donald Trump does not bear the burden all by himself, so that he's not like Geert Wilders. We just heard Geert Wilders in a segment that I have that I don't think we'll have time to play. Geert Wilders, in a debate over the prime ministership in the Netherlands, he tells his opponent in Dutch, hey, look, I'm standing here in a big, fat, bulletproof vest. You're not. And he says, that kind of makes my point. Why do I have to go everywhere in a bulletproof vest? Because Islamists have announced they want to kill me. And they have attempted that.
And because there are several million of them in the Netherlands. Other politicians have let these invaders in. That's why a man like Wilders has to be protected, has to be worried, not about some Dutchman taking a shot.
Yes, and real courage from folks like Wilders and Donald Trump, also brave. We'll take a break here, and we'll be right back with your calls.
Keep my eyes from the circling skies. Just an earthbound
mystery. Next is Bridge. PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would.
I'm so sorry.
The best of the free.
Merle Haggard is gone.
And we lost him just almost exactly a year ago.
April 6th, last year. And April 6th last year. And he is, this was his dream. The Trump Revolution is what Merle Haggard's been singing about all these years, going way back to Ann Coulter in her column. I don't know if you caught the reference, folks. She said that the liberals have been walking on the fighting side of Donald Trump, and that's of course a reference back to Merle Haggard's. You know, when you're running down my country, hoss, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Right. That's the name of my program on White Resistance Radio, five nights a week.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he said, I don't mind people switching sides and standing up for things that they believe in, But when you're running down my country, Hoss, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah.
A genius at lyrics and everything else about music and communication. Well, here's another great communicator. And I'll just throw this on the fire here. As we, Joe in Indiana. Hang on, Joe. We lost Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, come on back if you wish. We'll put you on the air. This is Pat Buchanan. Is McCain hijacking Trump's foreign policy? So we've been talking about Putin and things that connects with that. This is Pat Buchanan's most recent column. He says, the senator, he starts out quoting John McCain. This is amazing. John McCain, what chutzpah this guy has. I mean, he's a wacko. Quoting John McCain, the senator from Kentucky, said John McCain, speaking of his colleague Rand Paul, quote, is working for Vladimir Putin, and I do not say that lightly, unquote. What is John McCain smoking?
I enjoyed reading that. And McCain is, you know, the most worthless of the entire 535. That's just one more step to getting rid of his miserable, you know what.
Yeah, just Rand Paul of working for, I mean, this guy is not playing with a full deck. I'll continue here. There's more. It's not the end of the column. What, I hope it's the end of John McCain, though. What did Senator Paul do to deserve being called a hireling of Vladimir Putin? He declined to support John McCain's call for a unanimous Senate vote to bring Montenegro into NATO as the 29th member of a Cold War alliance President Trump has called, quote, obsolete, unquote. We'll talk about Montenegro in a moment, in the former Yugoslavia there on the Adriatic. Bordered by Croatia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Serbia, Kosovo, and Albania, tiny Montenegro has a population roughly that of D.C. and sits on the western coast of the most volatile peninsula in Europe, one that was in fact completely overrun by the Muslims, as Mr. Wilders points out. What strategic benefit would accrue from having Montenegro as an ally that would justify the risk of our having to go to war should some neighbor breach Montenegro's borders? Historically, the Balkans have been an incubator of war. In the 19th century, Otto von Bismarck predicted that when the Great War came, it would come out of, quote, some damn fool thing in the Balkans, unquote. And so it did when the Austrian Archduke was assassinated in Sarajevo, June 28, 1914, by Serbian Gavrilo Princip. Aflame with ethnic, civil, and sectarian war in the 1990s, the Western Balkans are again in political turmoil. Milo Djukanovic, the longtime Montenegrin prime minister who resigned on election day in October, claims that he was targeted for assassination. On the Senate floor, McCain raged at Rand Paul. Quote, you are achieving the objectives of Vladimir Putin. Trying to dismember this small country which has already been the subject of an attempted coup, unquote. But if Montenegro, awash in corruption and crime, is on the verge of an uprising or a coup, why would the U.S. issue a war guarantee that could vault us into a confrontation with Russia without a full Senate debate? The vote that needs explaining here is not Rand Paul's. It is the votes of those senators who are handing out U.S.-NATO war guarantees to countries most Americans could not find on a map. Is no one besides Senator Paul asking the relevant questions here? Just a little bit more in this column. I'll finish it right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In Europe and America, there's a growing feeling of hysteria, conditioned to respond to all the threats, and the rhetorical speeches of the Soviets. Mr. Khrushchev said he will bury you. I don't subscribe to this point of view.
And the that's the only song we've got in our lineup. I don't know if the engineer's listening, but that was that's Sting, I believe. Isn't that Sting singing there?
And
yeah, that's Sting. He is a left winger. So, you know, engineer, we might want to drop Sting as break music. I actually got to meet Sting at a movie premiere that a niece of mine starred in. And so I got to meet him, but and sit next to him at the movie premiere there in Hollywood. But the he is a dyed-in-the-wool left winger. He is truly, along with John McCain, he is a Looney Tune. Let's go back to this. Pat Buchanan is talking about this crazy statement that by John McCain that Rand Paul, of all people, is, you know, working for Putin. This is.
This is nuts territory.
This is nuts stuff, yeah. And, you know, it's important, folks. Why is John McCain, why spend any time on John McCain? You know, what a worthless guy. But the reason is that McCain is, if Trump is, Trump's number one problem in moving forward in an Americanist agenda very well may come from within the Republican Party, from neocons like McCain and Lindsey Graham. Paul Ryan might be such an individual. We won't know exactly who the neocons, who the backstabbers are, until they sort of surface, the way McCain has just surfaced here. And he's surfaced on this question of putting Montenegro into NATO. Well, what's involved here? You could also ask the same question, why waste any time on Montenegro, let alone John McCain? The reason it's important, folks, is this. Russia very much needs to have a place to put its fleet. If you choke off a country, if you strangle it, you're asking for war. Now, Russia has a port in Murmansk. That's not much of a warm water port. They have a port in the Pacific in Vladivostok. Their port in St. Petersburg, it's completely locked in by the confines of the sea there, surrounded by Finland, Sweden, Denmark, and everybody else. So that's not really a great place to put your fleet. Then they have the Black Sea, which has some of the same problems. What's special about Montenegro? It's on the Adriatic, which basically it's part of the Mediterranean, and it has ports at which Russians can position their fleet. This is a big, big deal for Russia. And putting Montenegro into NATO closes that door. It strangles Russia. It's basically an act of war against Russia to try to, you know, in Montenegro, a tiny country, easily bribed to join NATO, the CIA goes in and throws a few million dollars around through a few pretty girls to key people, and, you know, bingo, you got what you want in Montenegro. That's child's play for the CIA or anybody, any other high-level agency. So what is the population? Let me look at it here. 622,000 people. Very, very small. But they have there on the Adriatic, they have a port. Let me look at it here. North of them is Croatia, actually. Bosnia and Herzegovina are actually kind of landlocked almost. They have a little tiny touch on the Adriatic. But Croatia comes all the way down to that narrow little finger that goes through Split and Dubrovnik and touches Montenegro. And at the and then they have a short coastline that's, let's see, it looks like it's about, their coastline looks like it's about 80 miles long. And then you enter the area of Albania. So that's a key place for the Russians. And that's what John McCain is all about there, with wanting to get Montenegro to NATO. John McCain doesn't care whether Montenegro is part of NATO or not. He wants to spit in the eye of the Russians and Vladimir Putin. And this is crazy. These people who want war with Russia or want confrontation or warlike conditions with Russia, these people are a danger to all of us, and they need to be gotten out of our government. And this is one of the things that made me most happy about Donald Trump, you know, wanting to close our border. Oh, that's just wonderful. But also that he's a peace president that does not relish war and wants to save American, you know, boys from dying in war. This by itself was, you know, worth the price of admission on Donald Trump, to actually have a peace president. Like, not a crazy like George Bush. George Bush went into war in Iraq like some kind of a psychopath. Do you remember the incident where he had himself flown out, pretended to fly, in effect, onto the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln, which was just circling just over the horizon to San Diego. And they were circling there, waiting. They were overdue in port in San Diego. All those sailors wanted to see their wives and loved ones and so on in port in San Diego. But no, so that George Bush Jr. could land on the deck of the Lincoln and with a big banner that said mission. Do you remember that? Mission accomplished. Remember, it's not accomplished yet. We're still in Iraq, aren't we? And Iraq's worse off than it was before George Bush could ever find it on a map.
14 years later.
Yeah.
But this is the war that never ends.
Yeah, so he climbs out of his twin-seater jet after it lands on the deck. You know, very dramatic, very sexy, very macho. He's got his, you know, his flight suit on, which makes him look very studly. And he takes his helmet off and has it there like a, you know, these guys, these Top Gun guys, they are studly. George Bush isn't. So, but he wants to look that way. So he's got the backdrop of mission accomplished and the whole crew of the Lincoln, of course, the president's on the deck. They have to be on the deck and all the bands playing and all this kind of nonsense. Mission accomplished. You know, the big stud, George Bush, man, I won that war. What a joke. Lies all the way. No weapons of mass destruction. Oh my gosh.
I agree. James, the George comment.
Yeah.
The business of trying to get at Donald Trump's throat through Russia, that's pretty backdoor.
Yes.
How many Americans out of 100 give a flying you-know-what about Russia at all? Know where it is, know anything about Ukraine. How's the other side going to rally middle America to have Armageddon with the Russians just because they want to take down Donald Trump? I think it's pretty interesting. I'd like to debate that. I really would. Our other side, some folks believe, Donald Trump is going to fail. Got that? F-A-I-L. Donald Trump is going to fail. He's going to fall because of his weakness on Russia. The other side has such an overwhelming case that America is going to rise to its feet and say, Donald Trump is all wet. Let's have Armageddon right now because we love the other side. Boy, those Democrats are wonderful. Let's nuke somebody out there. Let's, you know, have the troops charge across the border in Ukraine and inflame the passions to take out that horrible dictator, Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, this is very serious stuff, folks. This is the stuff of which your sons and daughters dead and you dead is made.
You're going the wrong way with that, James. I am suggesting that America doesn't give a poop about Russia. This is a non-issue.
Well, as was Serbia in 1914. Nobody knew where Serbia was and didn't give a fig about Serbia.
Wow, and I don't go with that either. Are we really on the brink of a massive war with Russia? I have a hard time with that. Donald Trump so stupid that he can't control anything from the State Department? Or we're suddenly going to have this flashpoint with Vladimir Putin and XYZ Herzegovina or whatever? I don't see it. Somebody prove me wrong.
Okay, no, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, and of course, it is the huge intellect and the huge courage of Donald Trump that assures me also with you, George. No,
we'll talk about a losing card. The other side, you know, are they winning the argument on Obamacare or the national debt or anything? I mean, absolutely anything. The only thing they can get to them on is Russia. I think that's a pretty darn weak opposition.
Right, and I, you are correctly identifying. For sure, it's a distraction. For sure, it's a way of reporting on something, a non-story, a non-controversy, making it look controversial, scandalous, and so on. Exactly. I'll just finish out here. I'll skip here on Buchanan and go to the end of his column. From our longest war, Afghanistan, comes word from U.S. General John Nicholson that we and our Afghan allies are in a stalemate, his word, a stalemate with the Taliban, and he will need a few thousand more U.S. troops to augment the 8,500 President Obama left behind when he left office. Now, remember, Donald Trump has said hundreds of times, when the Iraq war was proposed by George Bush, I said no. And he was one of the few people to publicly say this is stupid. And he stuck with that. Some 5,000 U.S. troops are in Iraq helping to liberate Mosul from ISIS. In Kabul, Baghdad, and Damascus, terrorist bombings are a weekly, if not a daily, occurrence. Then there is the U.S. troop buildup in Poland and the Baltic, the U.S. deployment of a missile defense to South Korea after multiple missile tests in the north, and Russia and China talking of upgrading their nuclear arsenals to counter U.S. missile defenses in Poland, Romania, and South Korea. He says, let's get to his point, which is this. With the death of communism, the end of the Cold War, and the collapse of the Bushite New World Order, pardon my vulgarity, folks, but I almost read that, the bullshit New World Order.
Well, forgive that, James. I'm not having a Freudian slip.
I just had Fareed Zakaria. I had Fareed Zakaria on the brain for a moment. The collapse of the Bushite New World Order. America needs a new grand strategy built upon the solid foundation of, and here's Donald Trump, America first. So that's a great column from Pat Buchanan. And but now we've got callers, great callers. Let me go to those callers. Just got a message here that I think it was Paul's computer that shut down.
Yeah, I'm back now, thanks.
You're back, okay. We've got Joe in Indiana. Here's the lineup. We've got Joe in Indiana, Betty in New Jersey, and that leaves a line open for Ken to call back in if you like. And another person I'd like to call back in, somebody I burned off by mistake weeks ago, and that's Tony in Chicago. I think if I remember it right, George, Tony in Chicago had a great thing.
You got it thing. Right. And Tony, please come back.
Yeah, Tony, I'm sorry, sir. I mistakenly thought you were anti-Trump, and just because you said Trump protests, and I jumped to a conclusion. I should have at least asked you what you were meaning, and I didn't. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blow you off. Let's go to Joe in Indiana. You're on the air, Joe.
Hi. Good afternoon, James, and good afternoon, George and Paul. And while I was put on hold, there's a couple of comments I wanted to quickly make before I get to my main thing. You know, you were talking about the John Birch Society. It's kind of interesting. When I was living out in Encino, California for a while, I was out running by the Sepulveda Dam Basin, and I met a guy who was a member, and I had a long talk with him. I never knew much about that society, and he ended up convincing me to buy a book called Proofs of a Conspiracy, and I read that book, and that I would recommend anybody who's interested read that book, and that'll give you some basis as to what we're really dealing with today. It's a great book, very well researched, talks about the Illuminati and all that sort of thing. I don't know if you folks are familiar with that book, maybe Paul.
It's a great book.
Yeah,
fantastic. Well, yeah, book. And Joe, boy, that's interesting. You know, did the fellow, we used to hang out at the Sepulveda Dam. That's one of the one of the John Birch Society lairs. We had cells there. No, I'm kidding.
I used to go running there with my. I was living at my aunt's house at the time because I was working at UCLA. And I'd go running in there every morning because I loved that place. I had a dog with me, and this guy was there every day, you know, and he'd be resting or drinking water, and I'd take a break, and I'd just start chitting chatting with him, and then one day he just went off politically, yeah. I was all ears.
Yeah, and let me say, folks, the John Birch Society, a great organization, really fine people in the Birch Society.
Oh yeah,
and when I was in, the president was. Larry McDonald, who was assassinated, who was killed in that KAL-007 shoot down of a 747 over Sakhalin. The John Birch Society was at one point very large and attracted some really great people. I don't know what the status of the John Birch Society is today. I don't know how large it is.
Did when I came back home, they used to have a couple of bookstores, and one in Glenview, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. They had a big bookstore, and I used to go in there quite a bit and talk to some of the folks, and I bought it. I'll tell you what, there were a lot of books I bought. I spent a lot of my college money in there.
Joe, you propose a very interesting idea. Back in those days, when Paul and I were members, the John Birch Society did, in fact, have a network of bookstores all across the country. and paid staff. Remember the coordinators that we had, Paul?
Oh, yeah, and they were very dynamic.
Yeah, we had paid coordinators. I mean, my coordinator, I was in Kansas City, Missouri, my chapter of the John Birch Society, and which was mostly Mormons in my chapter, particular one. I was the only non-Mormon in my particular little chapter. But the coordinators were full-time. They were paid a decent salary because, you know, they had a wife and kids, and they were raising a family on their John Birch Society salary. And we had bookstores. There were hundreds of thousands of members. So I'll come back to that moment, because we need something like that again. And with Donald Trump in office, it can be built. We'll talk about that after the break.
And I'll hold on. I'll hold on for...
Thank you, Joe.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One, of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
Folks, I'm looking up in a clear blue sky today here in North Dakota, and I'm seeing a vision. I'm seeing a vision. Kelso is about to predict. Talking about the John Birch Society, and I was just reminiscing with Paul Fromm off the air what it was like to go to chapter meetings back in the 1970s. They were wonderful. And it was a big organization. It was well run. It was effective. I'll tell you what I'm predicting. Donald Trump, at hundreds and hundreds of appearances, has said, we are a movement. And he has said, well, you know, what is a movement, folks? He's got more of a movement going than Robert Welch ever had with the John Birch Society. The origin of the John Birch Society was really just a meeting of some high-level people, dedicated patriots who had a meeting with Robert Welch there in Belmont, Massachusetts, and they created a board of directors and a John Birch Society, named it after a Christian missionary in China named John Birch, who had nothing to do with the John Birch Society. He was a martyr, someone who died, the first victim of the Cold War, we used to say. Assassinated by the Red Chinese. And but I'll tell you what, here's what I predict. I think Donald Trump will inspire the creation of an organization in ways like the John Birch Society, which will have chapters everywhere across the United States and around the world. Paul was talking about the John Birch Society having chapters in Canada. It will be around the world, this organization. It will have millions of members. The John Birch Society achieved hundreds of thousands. I think this organization will self-create. It'll create itself under Donald Trump's leadership. We'll have millions of members. It will be like the America First Committee in ways. I'm looking for analogies here. The John Birch Society is one. The America First Committee, which was spearheaded by Charles Lindbergh in 1940 and 1941, and which grew to 600 to 800,000 members in an America that was less than half the size of America today. So double that number to 2 million members, comparably, for the America First Committee. And I think that's going to happen. I think some of that realization is it's happening right here on this show. You know, the light bulb's going off in my head. Yeah, an organization. Yeah, let's go. I think others are going to have the same realization, folks. And the movement that Donald Trump's talking about will be not just huge crowds of people who all show up to hear him speak. It will be people who want to meet. You know, instead of having a meeting of 35,000 people at a rally in Mobile, Alabama, they're going to want to get together at least every month and in different ways. They're going to want to have, like the John Birch Society, they're going to want to have Patriot bookstores. They're going to want to have coordinators who are paid full-time staff. You heard it here. We'll go back to your calls right after the break.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is our